And we're back here, Stoker Mint Podcast, and it's an early morning, pretty hungover, pretty high. Good mornings. Gabe, how you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling pretty good myself. I was a little bit like shit, and then, I smoked a little, and I'm feeling a little bit better.
Yeah. Medicine, marijuana, it's always good. So today's topic is gun rights. It's a very important topic. My stand on gun rights is I believe that we should have all freedom for all guns. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. And that's what I always stand with. But we gotta stop people with mental health issues with guns. People with bipolar disorder, depression, many more mental health disorders. They can't have a gun. They can't have a gun at all. I mean, they shouldn't, at all. Because it's just...
All we need is...
That shit, mood swings. And bro, one minute, people might be happy. And then the next minute, they're trying to kill herself or kill whole school people.
About our gun policies, it just asks for a simple medical paper showing what you got, what you deal, and then...
I know, and the American government can make it so simple. If you look in the gun background check, it has no medical records or anything. It's not showing any mental health disorders or anything. You think it should. You think it should, because mental health disorder is very serious now. A lot of teens commit suicide every day, and it's getting scary. And we need to stop that. We need to... The thing is, though, and what people say, and what Marco Rubio said, is that if someone wants to shoot up a school, they're going to find a way to get a gun and shoot up the school. It don't matter how they get the gun, legal or not. All right, Stoker's Mint's back here, and we're talking about guns. Jake Bullock, how you feel about all this gun rights bullshit, just talk about it.
Well, I feel like we don't need to ban any specific guns, but there definitely needs to be more control over who can get a gun, because some crazy motherfuckers be getting guns, like this man here.
Hello, it's Big Bubba checking in, and I got some things to say on that gun shit. Like, you can't ban us from our guns. You just can't do it. Americans need our guns. We like to shoot them. We like to do fun things with them. We teach our sons how to shoot them. And then it's just a family tradition after that. But when you put a gun in the hands of a motherfucking retard who goes up into his school shooting a bunch of kids and teachers, that's where we have a problem.
I got something to say about this, and I said this about this later a while ago with Gabe Capelli, and I said how we need background checks. I believe that people with mental health issues do not deserve guns.
No.
Yes.
Of course they
don't. 100%, they do not deserve guns at all. People with bipolar disorder.
And the NRA agrees with that, but so many people hate on the NRA for wanting to just keep the guns where they are. The NRA wants stricter control on them in terms of who can get them, but not banning our guns. Like, people want to ban assault-style weapons. Fuck no! They are so fun to shoot! Alright, you go to the range and you start shooting off an AR-15, like, you have fun. Alright, I'm tired of reloading a 308 every fucking four shots. Like, that shit's annoying.
Like, if the government wants us to stop using drugs, let us shoot guns.
Wait, what?
Whoa.
You're bringing it off topic there.
Yeah, you can't do that. You got to keep it on the guns, but...
Well, I'm just saying if they want us off doing drugs, I mean, let us do something different. Let us shoot guns. Like, they're just trying to take away everything.
I don't...
The guns will stay with the people who are responsible with them. If you are not responsible with your weapon, that can end up in multiple casualties. Like it already happened down in Florida a bunch of times and schools all over the nation. It's just not getting any better. We need to run more secure background checks. We need to start checking into these people's souls before they get a gun.
That's what I'm saying. It comes down to your morality when you want to buy a gun.
And crimes. Like if you got in trouble for any violent crimes with a gun, like, don't get a gun.
You're not allowed to. If you're a convicted felon, you're not allowed to get a gun.
Whoa, yep. Ho, 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 ho.
No, you're not.
You're beat now. They just changed the law. I mean, seriously. They just changed the law. You can't leave
your body. My expungement leaves when I'm 20, so I'll be able to get a gun.
This is exclusive.
All right, bet.
Exclusive.
And they're also changing it from 18 to 21, which I think is bullshit. All right, that's like the drinking age, all right? You know, it's at 21. You can be drafted into the army, and you can't own a handgun and drink a beer. That's some fucking bullshit.
Yeah, true. How about we talk about how bad the government is today?
So we're just talking about guns. I have more on guns.
Well, you do. You got more on guns.
I was just reading something today that California is actually going around to people's houses and confiscating guns. Yeah. They're confiscating them from felons.
How can you do that?
Yeah, that when I read that, it was completely,
And that's making more people defenseless to more serious crimes like a robbery or a home invasion, a stakeout, or something of that drastic measure. But we just need our guns to protect ourselves, and we just can't be putting them in the hands of foolish people.
You're right. And apparently, the, what's it called? The NRA apparently supports this because even though what I read started off with California is going home to home seizing guns, that wasn't entirely true, which is why I also hate the media. You know, they get you all riled up so you don't read into it. But when I read into it, they're going to the houses of convicted felons, you know, people with criminal records and people with mental illnesses and taking guns. But the more, you know, they don't have big teams doing that kind of shit, so... You know, they take 5 guns off the street, and then 10 more come around by the next day.
The thing is if someone wants to shoot someone, or someone wants to kill someone, or someone wants to shoot up something, they're going to get a gun. Somehow, some way, they're going to get it. If they want to do it so bad, they're going to get it done. That's what happens. So what we have to do is get people to strap the fuck up and get training. We need to train people to be ready for this shit, because... To be honest, I don't think this shit's going to end. Because if people want to do this, and the rise of mental health issue is just rising and rising and rising, and people are going crazier. People are getting bullied. That one's open. It's open. Crack. And people are getting bullied. It's terrible.
That's why people are shooting up the schools, dude.
Well, I mean, honestly, the guy, the Parkland shooting guy... People were saying, calling him a school shooter.
Bro, because he posted on his Instagram, "I'm going to shoot up the school." And that's FBI. Why people call him a school shooter.
So why did the FBI didn't do anything about
because
it?
Because the FBI is fucking retarded, and I believe that the government is actually allowing all these school shootings to happen so that they could, in turn, get the people to want to get rid of our guns, and that's how they strip us our guns. The government can't just say, "We're taking your guns." If the people want to give up their guns... That's how they take it away, and that's how the government controls us all.
Now, the government is a son of a bitch. You literally get fucked by this government up, down, sideways, left, right, straight, backwards, and forward.
Reverse cowgirl.
Like,
I found my new favorite position.
Oh, ooh.
Right?
A little sex talk now.
Yeah, let's get the sex talk.
If I'm just laying down right and she's just laying right in front of me, it is the least amount of effort you can put in, and I absolutely love it. It gets a job done.
You talking about like this?
Yep, and I'm hitting it from the back. Yeah, just like that. That's what I'm talking about, bro. You're just hitting the back. You're laying on your side, and you're hitting it from the back. You put in minimal effort and get maximum results. And I love it.
And girls love that.
And
girls
they do.
Love
they
it.
Love that shit. It gets them to come pretty.
Here, pass me that weed. I need to take a hit of that.
Hold up. I ain't done yet.
Okay, I'm about to drink a beer.
So, Gabe Capelli is not here today. Baba, you know, he's a great kid. We love him.
But Bubba's here.
And Shaggy.
And Shaggy here. If you ever need any political advice, come to Shaggy.
Or Bubba.
Not me.
Actually, don't come to me for anything because I don't want to fucking talk to y'all.
Well, I mean, like, you can call me and ask questions when I do a podcast, and you can ask the question. You got a cup I can, you know, put some wine in?
Downstairs if you want to know. Take your phone and talk about stuff while you're
But wine is some bitch shit. I don't even know why you drink that.
Well, I got Miller in the fridge, and so, I mean, I might as well drink this, too, because it's here. You know, why the fuck not?
Because it's white wine.
What you got a problem with? What?
It's white bagged wine.
Well, you told me getting drunk on wine is like different.
Whoa, that's a racist comment right there. You cannot hate the whites.
All right, I like the red wine. The reds are better.
Now, them Indians?
Yeah, them Indians are nice, yo. I think we did the Indians dirty. That's
we
just
did
fact.
Them damn Indians
so
dirty.
And we need to apologize, but our government will not apologize.
But
let's give them marijuana.
That's another reason why our government's fucked up. We do a lot of fucked up shit to a lot of miserable and innocent people.
Yeah, we do that. Our government does a lot of fucked up shit to people.
Because we are big bullies. I mean, USA!
But the government, you know why school shootings happen?
Because the government is a bunch of fucking bullies. And it's up to us to keep our guns so that when they come to bully you, we can shoot them in the fucking face.
Damn right. And we're going to end the show with that. Say goodbye.
Keep on keeping on.
Got anything to say before we leave, Wavy?
Wait, where are you going?
we leaving the podcast, man. We all done.
No. I want to say a couple more things about some guns.
Let him keep talking about the gun.
I know I might be a convicted felon, but
and
I do...
Not for long.
But I do love my guns. And people that just don't have the right state of mind and that are doing all these dumb things out here for a lot of attention and doing these things to innocent people and ruining families, taking people from us, it's just not right. You just got to sit back and think, wow.
Kill animals.
Just go.
Shoot a deer, goddammit.
Yeah,
don't
like,
shoot people, shoot deer.
Like, if you're not drinking beer and hunting deer, you're a queer. That's one thing I gotta say.
Back
because if you're out here taking lives from innocent children in elementary school, they didn't even get to grow up yet. Think about it. They didn't even see. They didn't even get to feel the inside of a mother friggin' vagina.
They could have just went in and rocked those kids. Like he was too much.
Some people out there will argue it's fucked up to shoot a deer. And to all you that say that, I say eat a fucking dick.
Yeah, if you telling me I can't hunt no deer to put food on my table, I tell you, boy, I'm coming up in your crib. I'm hog tying through the back of my diesel 7.3 Ford F-350, and I'm taking you down the road. But
taking you down the road.
And you're not innocent because you said that. So like, you know how we said like, you know, we don't want innocent people to die. Well, if you're saying, like, don't kill deer, like, you're a liberal, so, like, you're not innocent.
Hey.
You're
you
a target.
You don't know the meaning of liberal, so shut the fuck up. You don't.
All right, you socialist.
You listen to what the media says.
All right, well, socialist.
I'm a fucking liberal. If you don't...
I didn't say I was going to kill him. I just said I was going to come up in there and haul him to the back of my Ford F-350 7.3 diesel and take him down the road.
If you're not a liberal if you don't want, you know... deer being killed, you're just a fucking pussy.
You are a vagina.
You're just a pussy.
Yeah.
There ain't no political term for it. It's just pussy.
And that is a wrap. Big Bubba signing off.
All right.